Hey everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going on an adventure.
Oh, sounds exciting. What kind of adventure?
Well, a snowy one. We're going to read through a children's book called Snowboarding Through Math Problems.
I always did love a good book, especially one with a bit of adventure.
Me too, and I hear it has some pretty sweet rewards for those who like math.
Ooh, I bet our listeners will be excited to hear about those rewards.
So in this story, we've got two main characters.
Okay, lay it on me.
Coco, who's our resident math whiz.
I knew there had to be a math quiz somewhere in a book about math.
Yep. And then we've got Devin.
All right. And is Devin our math not so whiz?
You could say that. Yeah. Devin isn't so keen on math, but a certain prize might change his mind.
Oh. And what could that prize be?
Drum roll, please. It's free hot chocolate for a whole year.
Wow. Even I would brush up on my math skills for a prize like that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So how do they win all this hot chocolate?
By participating in the big snowboarding challenge, it takes place on the slopes of Misty Mountain.
Misty Mountain, huh? I hope they brought their warm clothes.
I think they're prepared for the challenge. So picture this. Coco and Devin are racing down the mountain, the wind in their hair, and bam, they hit checkpoint one.
A checkpoint. What happens there?
Well, there's this big sign and it asks, what's 8 plus 7?
Ooh, addition. That brings me back to elementary school.
Right. And Devin, even though he isn't a big fan of math, solves it in a snap.
15. He got it. It's like having 8 fluffy marshmallows, then adding 7 more, then you have 15 yummy marshmallows.
You're making me hungry. Okay, on to checkpoint two. This time, they come face to face with a giant snowman.
A snowman. I wonder what he has in store for them.
He's holding a sign that says, what's 6 times 4?
Multiplication. Now, think of it like having 6 bags of marshmallows, and each bag has 4 marshmallows inside. That's 6 times 4.
Coco shouts out the answer. 24. The snowman throws a snowball in celebration, and the gate to the next part of the race opens up.
24. That's a lot of marshmallows.
That is a lot of marshmallows. Now for the final challenge. Checkpoint three.
Ooh, the final challenge. This is where things get interesting. What's in store for them?
This one's a doozy. It's a huge jump over a frozen river.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense.
I know, right? But before they can take the leap, a voice booms. Last question. You have 30 marshmallows and eat 6. How many are left?
Ah, a classic subtraction problem. This one is easy peasy. If you have 30 marshmallows and you eat 6, you're left with
24 marshmallows. Coco shouts out the answer. The ramp lights up and they fly through the air.
Sounds like quite a finish. Who won?
They both cross the finish line together. Even though they both feel differently about math, they work together to solve the problems and win that delicious hot chocolate.
That's a great lesson. Teamwork makes the dream work. And who knows, maybe math can be a fun part of any adventure, even without the promise of free hot chocolate.
Exactly. So listeners, what's your favorite way to make learning fun? Let us know, because even though this story is over, the adventure of learning never ends.
Never stop exploring, folks.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Catch you next time.